The Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has preserved more than 500 acres of urban forest and prairie from being developed since it was founded in 2003. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich hiked with two members on Mount Sequoia Preserve recently to gather their history.
Fayetteville Natural Heritage Chair Jennifer Ogle hikes along a steep rocky trail down the eastern slope of Mount Sequoia Woods, reciting an eco inventory.
So it's 97 acres of forested property. We're sitting in the Boston Mountains ecoregion right now, the lower Boston Mountains. It's composed of two different types of forest. There's a dry upland forest on the southern and eastern slopes and also the tops of the ridges. We see like post oak and blackjack oak, black hickory, and mockernut hickory, which are all species of oaks and hickories that occur on drier soils, thin, dry soils. And then on the other areas of the property, the more protected areas and the areas that might have deeper soils or face a different aspect, we get more white oak and northern red oak, and notably, shagbark hickory, which is just a really cool species of tree to see.
This woodland is the first urban forest preserved by the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association back in 2003. The group formed in response to a rumor that the parcel was about to be sold and developed. Today, it's permanently protected.
I'm a botanist, and so my specialty, the thing I like to focus on the most, are trees. We just conducted a survey of the plants on Sequoia earlier this year. One had been done in 2003 by a botanist with the Heritage Commission, and we wanted to get a more complete picture. He had come through in January and was able to identify over 100 species of plants, which is amazing. We wanted to do another survey before widespread management took place on the property.
Jennifer Ogle works as an independent contractor for the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, a division of the State Heritage Department. In her spare time, she leads the nonprofit Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association.
It just feels special to be part of this organization. It's an unusual thing to have an organization that is so well thought of in the region and also has such a good relationship with the city that we can partner and save places like this.
Environmental conservation groups are divided between those that take adversarial measures to achieve their goals and those that work cooperatively with stakeholders to do so. From acorn to seedling, a mighty oak grows is an expression adopted by this group. For example, after it first formed, the association raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in private donations towards the $1.3 million purchase by the city of Fayetteville for Mount Sequoia Woods, this place. Since then, citizens, real estate developers, and businesses have joined the association to preserve more than 515 acres of natural area around the city, raising more than $630,000.
We're a yes organization, and we always look for positive ways to work with the city and other groups. We don't like to say no. We think development and conservation can work hand in hand, and we think it's very important as we grow as a region to preserve some of these areas.
Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association has no office, no paid staff, no dues to membership, and is mobile, says board member Dana Smith. She joined in 2015. She brings a master's in urban and environmental planning degree and is a former environmental education specialist for Fayetteville Public Schools.
We try to be pretty intentional about members of the board and their backgrounds and what they bring, and whether that be a professional environmental background or a financial background or something else, we try to make sure that we are all contributing in some way, especially because we are volunteer-based. Everyone brings something to the table that's very valuable.
The board meets monthly for potlucks in individual homes and hosts an annual meeting to share their mission with the public, says Jennifer Ogle.
Our mission is to, you know, conserve natural areas in the greater Fayetteville area to balance the needs of people and wildlife for generations to come.
Back in the mid-20th century, towns and cities began to construct mall shopping districts and housing subdivisions unchecked on native prairies, wetlands, and forests across the U.S., to countervail rampant development, associations like these have formed to preserve natural areas placed under perpetual conservation easement. But once preserved, the parcels then require intensive management.
Right now, the Beaver Watershed Alliance, which is another partner of ours, and one of their outreach directors serves on our board, Becky Roark, they're working to eradicate invasive species from this property. And so we've been working with them and working with the city to get that done. It's a huge effort that we've been working with them on.
Urban forests are more at risk for invasive vines, shrubs, and trees which spread from nearby domestic landscapes.
Invasive species prohibit the germination of native trees, seedlings. And so when an area, the spot we're standing in isn't too bad right here, but farther down slope you can see there no sunlight reaches the forest floor. And so what that means, and that's because of the bush honeysuckle that's taken over, what that means is the forest cannot regenerate. And so in 50, 80 years, what are we gonna see? We could see a decline in the forest on this spot, and it's happening region-wide.
To track such problems, the Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association developed an award-winning GIS mapping system to identify and rank natural areas with a grant from the Arkansas Forestry Commission. That led to the drafting of a Fayetteville green infrastructure. So far, the association is responsible for saving nearly a half dozen parcels, including the 40-acre Callie's Prairie, says Dana Smith.
Over at Lake Fayetteville, and there was a recognition there that it was a prairie remnant that needed some restoration work. So the board really worked in close partnership with the city of Fayetteville to begin doing some removal of invasive species and then controlled burns. And that was really some of the first controlled burns in the community. So it was really a big thing to help with, the FNHA helped facilitate that process and also really helped facilitate education of the community about that, to help people feel comfortable with burning as an ecological control. And you can really see if you go out to Callie's Prairie at Lake Fayetteville, it's just beautiful with all of the grasses, the native grasses and the wildflowers that bloom out there. You can see that it really has been an effective management tool.
Another parcel, Jennifer Ogle says, is a place called Brooks Hummel.
Brooks Hummel came in 2007, I believe. It's 14 acres, and it's located just behind Evelyn Hill Shopping Center in a little cove area, and a little sublet creek runs through it. It was one of the areas that was identified with that study, that GIS study in 06, as being an important area to conserve for the old growth forest.
And a previously privately held parcel of land on Kessler Mountain in southwest Fayetteville, under the persistent stewardship of nearby property owner and philanthropist Frank Sharp, has also been saved.
It was quite at risk. It was slated for development. And I think in 08, everything turned and everything changed. And so there was an opportunity there for the city to acquire that property.
The conserved Kessler Mountain parcel, which encompasses 376 acres of rock-covered woodlands and steep bluffs, has become a popular hiking, birding, mountain biking, and nature-watching preserve.
We were one of the groups that brought the need to conserve it to the city's attention, individuals and the organization as a whole. We worked very closely with the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust also to bring attention to that property.
Last month, the association announced it had fulfilled a major pledge to raise $300,000 towards the purchase of Kessler.
We did a presentation to the city council, and that last check was a little over $52,000. And that fulfilled our monetary portion of the pledge of that $300,000. The city has very wisely allowed us to reserve some of that money aside to improve the conservation value of Kessler. So we've been working with the city very closely again to develop interpretive panels for visitors of the trails to read about the shale barrens, about the forest communities, and about the bluffs that occur on Kessler that are so special. And then we're also working with the Land Trust to develop a habitat management plan. They're going to be they're actually working on that right now. And then another thing, a really cool thing that I think people would be very interested in is that we're doing more biological inventories on the mountain. So that BioBlitz was one of them. Theo's botanical assessment was another. And so INWALT is conducting a mammal survey, and we gave them some money to help pay for that project. And so they've got cameras positioned right now over all the mountain at 10 locations. And they're 3 weeks in, and they've already gotten some really cool images of both mammals and birds and people who have found the cameras. And so after 4 weeks, they're going to reposition the cameras to another spot on the mountain and collect data and see what animals are using the mountain.
A coyote, bobcat, turkey, and owl so far have been caught on camera. Specialized real estate, Ogle says, has been a major supporter, sponsoring an annual autumn Kessler Trail run, raising thousands of dollars for the association. With hundreds of acres to manage, the association is always looking for residents to pitch in.
So twice a year, we do what Tom DeRica, one of our board members, calls a bushwhack at Brooks Hummel Nature Preserve. So in the spring and in the fall, he has these events, and we remove bush honeysuckle and Chinese privet and whatever else is in our way. And so keep an eye on our Facebook page for those events. And also we support other groups that work on properties we've helped conserve, like NWALT, for one, the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. They have several events on their properties and on Kessler Mountain during the year. Beaver Watershed Alliance could use all the help they can get on Mount Sequoia Woods, and they hold several events to remove invasives every year. We like to work in the winter because the woods are more open, less ticks and chiggers and things. And so, yeah, we share those events on our Facebook page.
The Fayetteville Natural Heritage Association's newest project is conserving another prairie remnant adjacent to Woolsey Wet Prairie.
And so earlier this year, we heard a rumor that the city was wanting to put solar arrays in to compensate for some of their energy usage and to convert their energy usage into clean energy. They have a 2030 goal of all of their facilities being run on clean energy by that time. It's a very ambitious goal that we support strongly. The problem is that we heard it was going to be built on top of that prairie. So the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust and we got together and had an emergency meeting because we thought it was very important to talk to the mayor about potentially moving that solar array and compensating for that prairie. And so we came up with a strategy for meeting with them, and Terry Lane with the Land Trust sent an email to the mayor. We thought this might be a long process. The mayor immediately responded, "Oh, we'll move it. We're going to put a conservation easement on this. This property will be protected forever."
Because of their collaborative conservation work, the National Wildlife Federation certified Fayetteville as the first community wildlife habitat in the state of Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
More information can be found at fayettevillenatural.org, and this is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large.